After a decade of intense anti-insurgency operations in Chechnya, Russia has declared it will withdraw 20,000 soldiers and end its state of emergency in the predominantly Muslim province. Today, separatist Islamic rebels are disorganized, with many living in mountain hideouts or in exile. Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov, an ally of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, hopes to rebuild with billions in aid from Moscow and investment from oil-rich nations in the Persian Gulf and the Middle East. According to the Christian Science Monitor, human rights groups, highly critical of Russian military tactics in Chechnya, say opposition activists are subject to abduction and torture. In 2004, the Russian Rights Monitor Memorial says over 200,000 civilians were killed in the two Russian incursions into Chechnya, along with 40,000 Russian soldiers. Tatiana Lokshina of Human Rights Watch in Russia observed, "Today, human rights abuses are committed by pro-Moscow Chechens rather than Russian security forces, but the atmosphere of impunity is the same." Thanks to an obscure provision for alternative fuels in 2005 transportation legislation, big pulp and paper companies could gain an $8 billion windfall from U.S. taxpayers this year. Since the 1930s, most paper mills have made paper from wood chips. The factory process creates a black sludge that is rich in carbon and used to provide energy for the paper plants. But now, by adding diesel fuel to the mix, the paper companies qualify for a mixed fuel tax credit. In late March, International Paper announced it had received its first monthly check from the IRS for $716 million. Before the tax credit, paper companies were one of the biggest industrial emitters of greenhouse gases, behind steel and chemical factories. Last fall, the Joint Committee on Taxation in Congress estimated a three-month extension of the mixed fuel credit would cost taxpayers $61 million. According to The Nation magazine, the real cost of the extension was $2 billion. The tax credit is set to expire at the end of 2009. Yet there has been little outrage or action on Capitol Hill over how influential paper companies are exploiting the diesel tax credit. Caroline Kennedy and two other American Roman Catholics have been rejected by the Vatican as potential U.S. ambassadors to the Holy See. These ambassadorial candidates were seen by the Vatican as unacceptable, reports the Guardian newspaper, due to their support for abortion rights and lifting the ban on stem cell research. Also rejected was Douglas Kimmeck, a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University and former head of the Office of Legal Counsel for Republican Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Conservative American Catholics called the nomination of Caroline Kennedy inappropriate and a calculated insult at the Holy See. Kennedy had been a candidate to fill the Senate seat of Hillary Clinton and is a close ally of Barack Obama. Conservatives are also upset that Catholic University Notre Dame has invited President Obama to speak in May and will give the 44th president an honorary degree. A recent Gallup poll found rank-and-file American Catholics are more moderate than the Catholic bishops on a variety of issues, including 63% believing that embryonic stem cell research is morally acceptable. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.